The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Venus flytraps hunt by luring their prey in with sweet nectar. Then sensory hairs on the plant induce the trap, a pair of clamshell-shaped petals, to slam shut, trapping prey inside for digestion. The flytrap leaves close so quickly, like the snap of a finger, because they snap from convex to concave the same way that a contact lens can flip inside out. And a new study finds two substances that must reach critical mass before the flytrap slams shut. The chemicals build up as an insect brushes the plant's sensory hairs, helping to ensure that the plant traps a nourishing live meal rather than bits of leaf debris or other material. New findings suggest that a Venus flytrap's chemical signals work much like those in the human brain. Like neurotransmitters, the plant's chemicals accumulate until they affect the plant's cell membranes, creating electrical imbalances that cells use to communicate. In the brain, these so-called action potentials are the language of neurons. In a Venus flytrap, they're the signal that spells dinner time for the plant and slow digestion for the hapless prey.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.